20th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun. Why is rebooting education one of your top priorities this session?
Right now, we have big issues in K-12 public education. The first, and I think this is obvious to most folks, certainly parents right now, is as a result of keeping children out of schools during the pandemic, and that was a battle we fought and ultimately lost, and they stayed out of school for nearly 2 years in some cases. We have kids performing well below grade level. Right now, 1 in 3 children in our school system is testing below grade level in math and reading. If you go back 10 years, we had a school system that was in the top 10 in the country. Right now, we are average, in the middle of the pack, and we're falling. This is not should not be acceptable. We need to do things to help get our children back on track and recover from learning loss. And right now, I would say, to a large extent, that the legislature is standing on the sidelines, not doing nearly enough.
Is the legislature adequately funding education?
We start out wanting to fund education, and then we allow higher and higher reliance on local levies, and eventually districts, out of a necessity, start paying for basic education with local levies. And the reason that's a problem, one, it's patently unconstitutional. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But two, and I think more importantly, it's inequitable because their ability to raise money from local levies varies widely across the state. If you're in downtown Seattle or Bellevue or Medina, where for 10 cents per thousand in your property tax rate, you can raise many thousands of dollars per student versus where I live in Alaska or Wenlock, where you can be $2, $3, $4 per thousand, and you still only raise a third or a half as much money per student. It is inequitable, and it puts a very big hardship on rural communities in particular.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.